Hello, BSPs and others, maybe visitors, guests. Welcome to our pre-show here. And this pre-show would be for Thursday morning. Am I right about that? Right now it is 1:33. I'm really cutting this early for our crew back in Los Angeles. It's about 1:33 a.m. on a Thursday morning. And it will be delivered, probably posted or otherwise, sometime later on today, Thursday, or later on Wednesday for you. So you are in the United States still on Wednesday, the 11th. In Los Angeles, you're 12 hours behind us here in the Maldives. You were 11 hours behind us when we were in Dubai. Now you're 12, and why am I wasting all this time on time change talk? I don't know. So welcome anyway to this pre-show for, I'm assuming this would be for Wednesday, right? Am I right about that? I have no earthly notion. Let me go back and look. Hold on, man. Let me go back and take a look at what is transpiring here in my brain. I'm completely wrecked. No, not the way you think. Just the sights and the sounds. And the just the traveling here has been a little befuddling, I suppose, disorienting. But we arrived at the Maldives about 6 or 7 hours ago. No, make more than that, 8 hours ago. See, this will be for Thursday, okay. By the time this is posted, we'll be ahead of you another day. However, be that as it may, it is Thursday, and it's the 12th, and we came to the Maldives by way of, what do you think, an airplane? Sure, that sounds right. A nice big jet, and landed and went through, relatively painlessly, went through customs. People in the Maldives were, well, at the customs, immigration, I should say, area, were slightly friendlier than they were in Dubai, but in the United Arab Emirates, I got no complaint with the folks in the UAE. They have a heck of a lot more traffic coming in out of their airport. But anyway, we got through customs, and we immediately were transferred to a boat right outside of the airport. We went into a very nice office where the hotel people were, and we got on a boat. And I've posted posted both on the BSP page as well as on our Facebook fan page clips of our speeding along the waterways here. The Maldives are, I don't know whether they're technically a collection of volcanic peaks. I don't know, but there's lots of coral. And there's lots of coral, and there are lots of islands in the midst or in the middle of the coral reefs. And that's where we're at here. I don't know if you can hear the water behind me. I'm sitting here in our very humble bungalow over the water. And you may be able to hear it. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought what I was hearing was wind against the roof of the bungalow here, but it turned out it was actually just the waves. So I went swimming here just a few minutes ago, about 1 a.m., and no one looks at you weird. Of course, no one's looking at you. They're all asleep, I guess. Maybe somebody had their binoculars out checking me out. I doubt it. The water was nice and warm, so took a dip. Went swimming last night, too, and I'm probably going to spend the rest of my life here and never come back. That is just kind of the way those things go. So anyway, we got into the boat, and three or four other couples on the boat, and they took off at a high breakneck rate of speed. And I had heard that we were going to be in a speedboat heading over to the island, which is called Veli, V-E-L-I, the island that we're on. And there's one or two other islands here that are so close you could swim to them. And last night, again, to break the continuum of the story I'm trying to tell you, last night we went and had, there was a reception that the manager of the hotel, I'm sure many of you have been to those, was holding. So we went over by way of a little water taxi to the next door neighbor island, and hung there with a variety of people, guests, have not met a lot of Americans. We met our first American couple yesterday. They're from New Jersey. Nice folks. But most of the people we're meeting are Australian or are European. There's where we are, and then we went to this little reception, and that place allows children. Nothing against kids, love kids, but you've traveled, I don't know, how many tens of thousands of miles, and to listen to some screaming brat. No, I'm kidding about that, but, you know, listening to some baby wailing well deep into the night is not my idea of the high level of kicks or laughs. Nonetheless, there wasn't any of that, really. Had there been, it could have been, might have gotten ugly. No, it was fine. And the kids are actually really delightful. And they were playing on the beach, as I was. Anyway, they served us cocktails. They had no problem. One young man by the name of, I think his name was Hamid. The people here are Maldivians. That's what they refer to themselves as. And, of course, you know my propensity for making things even more difficult than they are. I wanted to call them Maldividians, you know. But anyway, that was probably what Bud would call them. The Maldivians, really sweet people. And, brother, don't make the mistake of asking, are they Indian? Not that they got anything against India, but, you know, it would be like asking you or me something really awful. Like if someone said, excuse me, are you French? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. You know how it is. People are, not me. I'm fine. I don't care what you call me, as long as you pay me. So we were there and, had a good time. There were two young people giving or offering surfing lessons over here on the coral reefs off of the islands. This is where surfers now ply their trade, since beaches are, you know, are fine, but most of the beaches of the world have probably been explored by our surfers, and their thing now is to go and find these reefs that are in the middle of the ocean, quite literally, and some of them will helicopter out, it's serious, or be taken out there by boat and surf these reefs for however long, and that's what they're doing here in the Maldives. They're offering surf lessons. We might actually not take up surfing, or Maria was going to go and take a couple of lessons. I thought, why don't we do the paddleboard thing, you know, where you stand up on the board and you paddle around, and that sounded cool to her, and sounds cool to us, and that's exactly what they do here. One of the things they do. They're two really nice young people from France with an Australian accent. I really found that interesting. The guy, his French accent was pretty evident, but the young lady who lived in Australia and New Zealand had a French accent tinged with Australian. It was wild. Anyway, they were talking with us about life on the islands. They live here year round. I mean, what a gas, you know. I can't even imagine what it must be like. And so the thing that I wanted to tell you about the island where we were last night, where they had this reception, all these islands are so close together. We literally, and I mean this literally, we could swim to each one, because where I'm sitting right here now, across the way, not more than, maybe 150 yards, maybe 100 yards, is another island that I could swim to, walk across this little island, which just has, you know, nothing more than some scrub trees and vegetation, to the opposite beach, and then swim across to that island we were at last night, wade out of the water in my, you know, bathing suit, soaking wet, say hi, and people would be scared. They'd run, and they'd leave behind the platter of drinks, and I'd proceed to drink each one, two, three, you know, however many, six, seven, and then go, well, thanks a lot, and then turn around and go back into the water, and then the people would start peeking out and start emerging from the bush where they ran. That's my plan. I know you don't believe me, and you're right not to believe me. So there's that. Now, last evening we went to a buffet dinner over here at the hotel, main hotel. It's a restaurant called 73 degrees. And I don't know what that means, whether they wish that it was 73 degrees year-round or whether that's the angle at which something's dangling. I don't know, but 73 degrees, that would be wild. So that's where we went last night, and I don't recall there being any kids. Although there are people who travel here from other resorts, and because there's kind of this reciprocity thing happening. The guy we talked to last night, who is an Australian, is the manager of the this place across the water from us, which has a slightly higher excuse me, I'm yawning. Populate. It's the middle of the night here. Okay. All right. Thanks. No, it's a has a slightly higher population of children. I don't know if you can hear the water behind me. I'm going to be quiet for a while. So the cool thing is that we're in a bungalow, and the water here is about as calm as it would be on, a large lake. And then beyond is the coral reef, and that's where the ocean is. So we're literally sitting connected to an island that is in the middle of this very calming water that's turquoise, and it's really beautiful. And then surrounding that is the reef, the coral reef that literally protects the this little, you know, island, this settlement. And beyond that, of course, is the ocean in all of its wonderful, wild, and powerful force. And so predators, whether they're sharks or whatever, are kept out by the coral reef, which didn't stop me from getting in the water in the middle of the night here just a moment ago and kind of looking around me. And I saw a leaf, and I thought it was like, it's got to be some kind of an animal. Because I've been swimming my whole life, and I love to swim, but I'm never going to get used to swimming in the middle of the night. Although we've got a full moon here tonight, and I imagine you guys do too. Well, you would have a full moon, wouldn't you? I don't know how the moon works. I've never really understood it. So the whole world has a full moon, is my understanding. And we have one here in the middle of this beautiful night here in the Maldives on Veli, is the name of the island, Veli. I haven't left anything out, I don't think. Thanks, everybody, for joining me, all you BSPs, and we'll talk to you again on Friday's show. And again, let me just, as they say here in the islands, goodbye.